Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at www.drtong.com. That's www.drtong.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain Programs, with Dr. Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good, Dr. Elaine.
We have an exciting show, as always, to share with you, but our message to our listeners is that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs and surgery. And we say that every week, and what we mean is that with our treatment, we can get you off your medication, and after a while, you will not even need our medication and be symptom-free, healthy, and living a very fulfilling and happy life.
We don't provide medications. We provide herbs and natural food.
Right.
Yes.
So we have supplements, we have Chinese herbs, we have homeopathic remedies. Everything we use is non-synthetic. And we do that in conjunction with our treatment so that when you do not come to us for treatment, your body is nourished with the things that you need. Our diet nowadays is very poor. The soil is not good. We have genetically altered food. So this is why we added this to our treatment protocol.
Yeah, we've been talking about this for 10 years, that everything can be cured. And in fact, if you listen to our cases, you know that they are very easy.
Mm-hmm.
And almost 95% of people get a lot better the very first time.
Yes,
but
very large majority.
Americans are not ready for this, and that's why we have this healthcare crisis, because we do not have any healthcare anywhere else. Healthcare means that you restore health. And after you restore health, you have no symptom, you don't take any drugs, you don't receive even our treatment.
Mm-hmm.
You are healthy. So mm-hmm. You don't have diabetes, Alzheimer's, allergy, asthma, nothing. A healthy person have no symptom. So if they claim to have a cure for diabetes, that cure must be able to cure Alzheimer's and depression also. And they are not getting that. You'll
right.
never get that.
Well, in Western medicine, it's very much symptomatic care.
Yeah, one symptom at a time, you'll never
right.
cure a person.
And it's very much a Band-Aid approach. On our last show, we had with us Jerry from Florida, and we are going to have him on again today, but as a follow-up. But on the first show, he had only had one treatment, and he had a history of throat cancer, and he had chemotherapy and radiation, which basically destroyed the tissue in his neck to the point where he could not swallow. The tissue was very hard and tough. It was difficult for him to speak. He couldn't even swallow water. He also suffered from neuropathy of his legs, his feet, and his hands. After the first treatment, he said he was already able to swallow better. His neck was softer. And he's been coming for treatment the past couple weeks, so we're going to follow up on his progress.
He came all the way back from Florida.
Right, a week after his first treatment. He
yes.
came back right away.
Yes.
And then we also had with us Monique, who is Sue's friend, actually Sue is our patient, diagnosed with bipolar disorder, depression, migraines, headaches. She was also doing very much better with our treatment. We're slowly trying to get her on a good supplement and diet plan and stress management. Give us a call. The number is 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com, drtong.com. Shall we get to our first guest?
Let's go.
Okay, I'd like to welcome our first guest with us today, Bill. Welcome, Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, how are you today?
Good.
Good, thank you. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join us, finally.
Sure.
And sharing your story. Give us a little background, where you're from, what you do, how you came to see us, and what you've experienced with us.
Well, I'm a athletic director for a local high school.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in the Southern California area,
mm-hmm.
and I heard you on KBRT.
Oh.
I would listen to you on the way up to church, and then just made the call. And
that's history. Now, you guys started coming last year in October, so it's been 8 months. Tell us, who came first? Jonathan came first, is that correct?
Right, we brought our son in, Jonathan. He's 12 years old.
Okay, tell us about what he suffered from.
Well, my son has autism. He's mildly autistic. And then we were, he was having some voice tics, and we were very concerned about what was going on. So we took him to a neurologist, and one neurologist said it was really nothing, and another neurologist says that he was maybe developing Tourette syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
So they gave him some anti-tick medicine, and it just made it 100 times worse to where then we started believing that maybe he did have Tourette syndrome without the cursing and so forth and so on. But
uh-huh.
just the voice tics, and he was, his head movements were all over the place. He was blinking his eyes, and so we took him off the medication, and my wife and I, Adrian and I, were trying to figure out what are we going to do, and I remember hearing you a couple times on the radio, and I said, you know what, let's call them and let them take a look.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then we've been coming ever since.
Now, tell us a little bit about the first treatment that he had.
Oh, boy, was it something else. My son doesn't like needles at all, and anytime we've taken him in for blood drawn or anything, it's just it's a battle. He screams and yells, and you almost have to hold him down or tie him down to get it done. And so that first visit was everybody in Orange County heard him because he was really screaming, and I was feeling sorry for Dr. Tong trying to get the needles into him. What should have been probably a 30-minute session, I think, ended up being like 3 hours.
Well, that's no wonder. When it came out, there was a full room of people, and they're all gone.
Right. Yeah, we drove away all your patients.
Yeah. So we had to lock the door.
Yeah, so the first treatment, I think it was like 4 injections he got.
Right.
And it took a long time.
Yeah. It took a long time because he was kicking and screaming
mm-hmm.
and moving, and and it was like trying to hit a moving target.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, so what happened subsequently?
Well, you know, the next couple times it got better and better, and now he sits in there. He just walks right in without either my wife or me being present with him
uh-huh.
and just goes right on in there and takes the shots better than my wife and I did.
I remember you say even after the first treatment, he has some improvement, more aggressive and more open or something like that?
Right, yeah. The part of his autism is that he is very shy and withdrawn from
mm-hmm.
people.
Mm-hmm.
At school, he would have one or two friends and just kind of be off on his own little thing. And he has special ed services, but he really doesn't. He goes into general ed classes but he was struggling through his classes, and just after the first treatment, we noticed a huge difference with him as far as being more outgoing,
mm-hmm.
Friendly to people.
More aggressive in basketball.
More aggressive
right.
in his sports.
In sports.
So he's always mm-hmm. been a good athlete, and that's really helped bring him out of the shell, because when he was three and a half, he basically shut down the outside world. He would talk to his mom and me and his little sister and his grandparents just a little bit, but the rest of the world, he want nothing to do with them.
Oh. So
there's 4 shots make a difference like that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then his grades. Tell us about what happened with his grades.
He's carrying basically a B average
mm-hmm.
in all general ed classes with very, very, very little support help.
Mm-hmm. Whereas before he was...
Right. It was a lot more help. and the grades weren't as good. They weren't bad, but he was closer to a C average. So mm-hmm. we've seen a jump of approximately, one grade point.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good.
Yeah, his focus, I know, is much better.
Yes.
I can vouch for it. He comes in for a full treatment by himself. He doesn't yell or anything. He's just, and he always asks me, can I have more chi here? Can I have more chi here?
Well, I knew it was really become effective because, as you said, I have a very busy schedule and it's hard for me to uh-huh. get away because I was a high school basketball coach
uh-huh.
up until a couple months ago. And during the season, it's really hard for me to get him in because we don't live with,
right.
live within driving distance.
Right. He was coming, you guys were coming about once a month.
Right.
Yeah.
But he would say after a couple of weeks of not seeing you is, mm-hmm. I need some chi in me.
Yeah. We got to get Jonathan to help us. No, most people, instead of wanting chi, they want cheese.
Right. But he would come out and he's becoming much more aware of, he knows when he's feeling better.
Yeah.
Yes.
When
things
are going in. And during the last part of this basketball season, when I couldn't get him in here, I noticed a drop-off in his production in the
mm-hmm.
games.
Yeah. But his focus and his maturity level actually even has... He's so mature now. He doesn't even seem like he's 12 years old.
Right.
He's
immeasurable.
From
where he was in October to
now.
To now.
It's amazing.
Just, it's short of a miracle. I can't even say short of a miracle. It is a miracle.
He's calm and he's just like, he doesn't let things bother him. He's just, it's amazing. I tell him I'm so proud of him.
Right.
So
actually, I'm treating a little baby right now, and he is retarded. I won't mention the names. And I thought I could only give him one or two shots. Instead, he was able to take like 10 shots.
Wow.
And he had a lot of dramatic improvement.
The parents were holding him down.
Yeah, but he wasn't screaming that much. So I have high hope that we can cure his retardation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think he's autistic. Yeah, he has some.
A little bit, but he's retarded also. He's mentally, yeah.
Now, Bill, tell us about you. What have you experienced with our treatments?
Well, I came in right after I saw Jonathan's improvement in the week. I'm going to make myself an appointment.
Yeah, the next week.
Yeah.
like you said, I have a high-stress job.
Yes, you do.
I work from 7 in the morning till 10 o'clock at night, 3, 4, 5 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just constantly on the go. So needless to say, just like anybody my age would start feeling the stress and the fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I need something to help me. And just little things, being a former athlete too, are starting to hurt from all the repetitions mm-hmm. of playing and things.
You had like a shoulder injury.
I had a shoulder injury mm-hmm. that came from athletics, but also I was in a major car accident mm-hmm. about 4 or 5 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and that was injured in that, and it's never properly healed,
mm-hmm.
so it comes reoccurring. And so we've been treating that, and I've noticed a huge, huge, huge improvement in it, and I'm getting some of the range of motion back in it.
Mm-hmm. And you don't come very consistently at all.
Oh, just because of my schedule.
Yes.
It's just... But right now, because it's summer, I have a little bit more time.
Mm-hmm. How's your energy?
My energy's improved. I was dragging. I think the first time I walked in there, my son was almost carrying me in because of the fact that it just... I don't think anybody can work the amount of hours that I require to not lose a lot of energy.
Right,
mm-hmm.
right.
I just noticed after the first opportunity, it's like there was a huge difference.
After the first treatment, yeah.
Right.
And Adrian is your wife. She's also getting treatments from us. How? What has she noticed?
Well, she notices the same because, being a mother is the hardest job there is out there.
Mm-hmm.
And when your husband's out there working a lot, a lot of it taking care of the house falls on her. So there was stress and fatigue that was going along
mm-hmm.
with
besides
her, too.
Besides the fact that Jonathan is also...
Yeah, Jonathan's a burden. Yeah, right.
Yeah, when you have a special needs kid,
mm-hmm. yes.
unless you walk a mile in the parents' shoes...
You have no idea. Yeah.
Nobody
yes,
has an idea of what it's like. And our kid is mild compared to
mm-hmm.
many of them. We have friends with kids that are much more severe than...
Well, mm-hmm. bring them in so we can fix them.
Yeah.
I'm going to suggest that to them.
Yeah.
Right.
If we can't get them in.
So she's been able to handle the stress better and everything
right,
in general.
Right, she's correct. She's doing a whole lot better on it, and she's going to try to get in here in the next week or two also to, she needs that little boost of
of qi.
Yes. Everyone gets better the first time.
Yeah.
So it's sad that nobody wants to learn this.
Yeah, but, you know, and another thing is to see, we treat the whole family. And and when we treat the whole family, actually, your interactions are better. I mean, just, I think the stress becomes more manageable, too, and less.
You remember David and who? They were falling apart. They were getting a divorce.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
After two treatments each, they are in love now. They've gone through years of counseling.
Therapy,
and were ending up getting a divorce. But after two treatments each, no therapy, no divorce, in love.
Yeah.
What was the wife's name?
Jackie,
yeah. Mm-hmm. David and Jackie, yes. Yeah.
Get all the couples coming to you. And
we do. We do treat a lot of husband-wife couples.
We'll start a Las Vegas marriage in here.
Well, Bill, thank you so much for joining us today. You're a great speaker and very concise. He's great.
Yes, exactly.
I know you're going to have you're having a trip next week, so have a great time.
Bye. Yes.
And we'll see you guys soon. And thank you so much for sharing your story and letting, you know, our listeners know that there's hope for people, you know, even autism. I mean, that's not easy to deal with in everyday life.
No, it isn't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much. And we'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Have a great day.
You too.
Yeah. We also had another patient, Rick, with autism. And he wouldn't speak for 50 years. And only after three treatments, he's been speaking the last 3-4 years. Like a normal person, very inquisitive, and no autistic at all.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com, drtong.com. You can also listen to past radio shows archived on the website if you missed anything earlier today. And we also have YouTube videos and a lot of information on there. So check us out. Let's get to our next guest.
Let's do it.
Okay, I'd like to welcome back with us Jerry from Naples, Florida. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
Hey, hi. How are you all?
We're great. So Jerry was on with us a couple weeks ago.
So it's back. You're back.
And
yes, I am back. So, it was worth the trip, I might add.
Yes.
tell us what happened after your very first treatment, what you decided to do and what you've experienced.
Why
the past
don't you tell
weeks?
A little bit about the history? Yeah.
Okay, well, the history. Jerry.
Well, after I saw you, I went to Missoula, Montana and visited my cousin, and I noticed that my body was getting better while I was up there. I came back and left on the 15th, went home, and decided that it was worth the time to come back. And so on the 21st of June, I came back. And I saw you last week and this week. So I have a total now 5 treatments under my belt since I got back. And we'll see you again, God willing, tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Now, just for our listeners who haven't heard Jerry, he has a history of throat cancer. Is that correct, Jerry? Throat cancer?
That is. I had squamous carcinoma of the head and neck, cancer under the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a lucky boy just to still be on the green side of the grass, and it's a wonderful thing. However, as long as I'm on the green side of the grass, I figure I'd like to have a better quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to feel better, and that's the process I'm going through now.
Right. So
after your chemotherapy and radiation, how do you feel? That's the best side of the grass.
chemo and radiation is a gift that keeps on giving, and my throat was tied up pretty tight. It was not good. I had very much difficulty swallowing and everything, and of course in the process of radiation they burnt my tongue, something terrible, as well as my neck. So I had a lot of scar tissue built up in my neck. And the treatments that I've gotten from you, Dr. Tong, has just been very beneficial in that regard. My throat is much better than it was, and my voice is stronger, my swallowing is better, and when you gave me the treatments on the tongue Monday and Wednesday, I was a little apprehensive or dubious, I guess you would say, but it certainly was beneficial, and very little pain involved. I thought it would be something else, but I see these kids with these things through their tongue, and now maybe I know why they do that.
It's not that bad, huh?
Mm. I'm disappointed. I thought it was...
your tongue was very painful still up till
past couple treatments. When I went through the treatment and everything, they had me on a lot of different pain medications and everything, and they had increased it to morphine. And I got to where I couldn't even hit the floor with my hat.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided I wasn't going to live like that. And I just capped up the morphine, put it away. I said, I'll learn to live
with
the
pain. And you just
live
with the pain. With tongue pain, burning pain.
But that's not been easy.
Right. Does it feel, it feels like burning?
A little bit more cantankerous.
The tongue, is it like a burning pain?
Oh, well, yes, a very sharp pain, which back from the tip of the tongue, mm-hmm. about a half an inch to three quarters of an inch, clear back to the very back.
Mm-hmm.
The radiation burnt that quite sizably, and of course, in the process, that kills the taste buds.
Right.
And of course, my parotid gland, the saliva gland, was gone. And the like, and so I had what they call dry mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But I have more moisture in my mouth at this time, and I can only attribute it to the treatments that I've gotten from you.
Mm-hmm. And how's the tongue pain now?
Well, it's less than mm-hmm. it was. It's still there. I don't know if I can say this on the radio, but once upon a time I said it hurt like hell. But now it just hurts a lot. So it's down from when the pain was very bad. But it's certainly more tolerable at mm-hmm. this point. Nonetheless, still there, mm-hmm. but much less.
But from 2 years. And then you also mentioned that you had a couple In-N-Out hamburgers.
Well, I did.
I don't know if you should be
that's
telling us that.
That's one of the things I used to live for, and I know that I'm a bad boy, but I'm going to tell you what, to be able to clap a lip lock over an In-N-Out hamburger was just a delight.
You were not able to eat anything like that before, right? You could only eat soft foods?
No. I couldn't choke it down.
Mm-hmm.
Next time, you got to use a bigger needle.
And like you said, Dr. Tong, when he goes to Florida, you have to use a longer needle.
A longer needle.
That's right. I will need a longer one for sure.
And then tell us a little bit about your neuropathy in your hands and your feet. How's that doing?
Okay, yes, I wound up through the chemo process, I wound up with neuropathy in my feet and mm-hmm. also in my hands.
Mm-hmm.
My left hand was much worse because I ate through a feeding tube for 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
And in that process, I held the syringe in and my shoulder locked up, my hand locked mm-hmm. up. I was a mess.
You went through
a lot. And my left hand is still a little bit involved, but it's better than it was. My right hand is totally, it's perfect now. Mm-hmm. It feels just like normal, whatever that is.
And you had a lot of pain in your right hand before, too?
Well, I had some, yeah.
Okay,
not
as much
as my mm-hmm. left, but the neuropathy, which is like little pins and needles sticking in your fingers, it almost feels like they're asleep.
Mm-hmm.
That was greater in the left than it was on the right.
Mm-hmm.
But now the right hand is totally okay. And then my feet, of course, had neuropathy in them. And that has been diminished quite a bit, even just since I've been here last week and this week, probably about 40%
mm-hmm.
down from what it was.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's not debilitating, but it's just annoying as mm-hmm. a difference. You know, mm-hmm. just not good.
Well,
so
it sounds
I'm
like
glad to see it going away.
Yeah, it sounds like you're getting your quality of life back.
Well, I certainly am. You know, mm-hmm. the music is still playing, and I'm still wanting to dance. And I just like to call a tune or two now and then.
Good.
And so I'm delighted to be optimistic about mm-hmm. the whole operation, and yet my optimism I don't think is what it's all about, but the reality of it is that my feet feel better and my hands feel better, my neck is better and my throat is better and my tongue is better, and I don't know how it could get any better than that or not.
Yeah. Oh,
well,
that's great.
A little comment on about the approach to cheek cancer. With the Western way, symptomatic, okay, you get the job well done. You cook the patient well done.
Yeah,
and everything
well
you
done.
Suffer, okay?
Yeah.
With our approach, all symptoms, all diseases are treated by restoring health.
Mm-hmm.
Cancer cells are victims. They are normal cells that turn to be bad cells because you don't provide the tissue with oxygen and circulation.
Right.
Yep.
So the way
to
do it, improve circulation and increase oxygenation, and we can improve circulation and we alkalize to give you more oxygenation.
We teach our cancer patients to alkalinize. That's number one. And the thing is, even if you do get chemotherapy, what happens is the area where you do have the cancer, there's no circulation there. So the chemotherapy gets everywhere except where it's supposed to go.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it's so your whole body suffers for it, and then you get sicker.
And
we're not saying, you know, sometimes tumors do need to be taken out, you know, when they're too large and you don't want them to
That's
spread.
Right.
But nobody
should get chemo.
Yeah,
chemo is
very harmful.
Now you tell me.
I said that a long time ago. You just have harder hearing. You didn't hear me.
I didn't know you.
You should open your ear.
For a while there, I was going to have to get better to die.
Yeah.
Well, Jerry, thank you so much for taking the time again to share your story. I mean, this is really going to help our listeners, and it's encouraging, and it's a happy story.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you. As long as one is still here on this earth, we might as well share the good things of life.
Exactly.
Yes. Thank you for doing that, because not everyone is willing to do that. So we really appreciate it, and our listeners appreciate it too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. If you just missed the last guest we had with us was Jerry. Incredible story. Cancer survivor, went through weeks of chemo and radiation, which basically fried his throat, where he could not swallow. His neck became very fibrous and tough. He couldn't eat. Also developed neuropathy of his hands and feet from the chemotherapy. After his first treatment, he was already swallowing better. He had a lot more moisture and saliva in his mouth. He's been back for treatment. His tongue pain, he said, was 50% improved. He can eat hamburgers now, which he was not able to do in the past. His neck looks softer. His neuropathy is 40% improved as well.
So here's a comment, okay? Without our treatment, the recurrence of cancer could be higher.
Mm-hmm.
Now everything's better, that means it's healthier.
Right.
The recurrence chance of recurrence is much lower.
Right.
So we are preventing the cancer from recurring.
And we also put him on herbs to keep him alkaline, and we teach him to stay alkaline so that the cancer will not come back. Give us a call, 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com, drtong.com. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBRIGHT AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye, and have a great weekend.